you talked about this really a year when the when co-op shined. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it really was. I mean, you know, we start with the aspect of our business that we try to earn with the people that own us, and so we just really had nice volumes, good sales, particularly up in the Grand Forks surrounding areas that we're really proud of. But in addition to that, is earnings were strong, both directly from the CHS operations as well as the ventures that we have to support the products. And when we combine strong earnings with strong sales, it really makes the co-op model shine for those that buy from us, because those results are turned around and go right back to the people that did business with us.
So how are we starting in this first quarter?
Really strong, Don. As you and I spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, we were off to a really good start in our first quarter with about $780 million worth of earnings in just the first quarter. That came from a really strong fall and good results so far through the year. So we think we'll see how the next three quarters unfold, but we're hopeful.
When we talked at annual meeting, I think we're talking a lot about supply chain issues. Do you think we're on the backside of that challenge?
Well, I want to think so, but I don't. But I think a little bit too early to tell. We think that ag is in a better position than some industries, just because we've taken some steps, and CHS has taken some steps to beef up some of our options that we can look to and source from for this next growing season. But I'd have to also admit you could very quickly give me a couple of hypotheticals that would give us a few headaches. But nevertheless, we're doing all the work that we can. I think it looks better for us for this next year. But part of that is outside our control in a world that just is unpredictable.
We're coming off of like a 3-year rally in this market, in the commodity markets. That it's hard to sustain that for 4 years. How do you see really the state of agriculture moving forward?
Well, I think, Don, there's just, as I mentioned to the group this morning, I just think there's lots of reasons to be optimistic for agriculture in the U.S. I'll start with the aspect that the U.S. farmer can compete with anyone around the world, and I firmly believe that based on the productivity, the technology, the practices, the work ethic that the farmer brings to the field. So I think underlying our ability to compete, combined with strong demands and a world where supplies are still uneven, think about Ukraine, think about drought conditions in Argentina, that maybe their soybean production isn't going to be what they would hope to have. I think you combine all those things, I think I'm not going to go out into an area to project what prices are going to be, but I do look at good support for prices.
You talked about some of the things happening, and we're seeing it here locally with the increase in the soybean crush, the focus on that renewable diesel market. What's CHS's role in something like that?
So we're investing in that industry. We're expanding plants that we own. We are looking at building a greenfield plant. But we're also just, we also know that this business could change with legislation that changes it. So it is something that we try to be careful in, but we're also, frankly, we're leaning into it, because we just think that these opportunities are here, and we understand that there's risk that comes with it, but we think that there's a prudent way for us to participate, without getting too far over our skis.
You talked as well about the energy sector, including some investments being made here, right here in this Grand Forks area.
That's right. We invested, we bought a terminal here in Grand Forks that had been shut down by the United States government. We bought it to bring it back into service to help our supply during surge times in the spring and in the fall, and it's really worked out well, allowed us to be really dependable supplier, because it was a difficult supply point when really things got tight and harvest came at us very fast or planting came at us very fast, and it's really just helped our supply position. But it's just one more example of how CHS is investing in this country.
You look at you talked about all the differences, things that are happening on a geopolitical basis, Russia and Ukraine, Russia and China get a little more cozy in some cases. We're looking at what's happening in Brazil and in Argentina. It really is a global market. How does CHS maneuver in a situation like that?
Well, we start with the fact of understanding that there's risk around the world, and you know you can look at those risks and say, well, then let's just not participate, and I just don't think that's the right approach. I think agricultural commodities to customers around the world have to have supply flexibility. We have droughts in different parts of the world. We have different times of the year where different markets are really the markets of supply. Think about the summer months where South America is the supply. Think about the winter months where the U.S. is the supply. Those factors will be in play. And so, therefore, it causes us, if we're going to supply customers 12 months of the year, to make sure we have supply around the world. So the answer for me is not, well, just don't do business because the world is complicated. The answer, I think, is understand your risk, judge your risk, keep your investments where you can handle it if things get upset in ways you don't see, but you need to participate. The commodities that we work with, for us to have value to the people that own us and be relevant to customers around the world require us to be there 12 months of the year, and to be there 12 months of the year means we have to be a global player.
Good deal. Well, as always, we appreciate the chance to connect.
Great to see you, Don. Thank you.